Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The nanny state could care less about composting. You can bet when he's staying in $5,000 a night hotels like Michelle Obama stays in $3,000 ones, they're not composting. Nanny Mike strikes again, plans to force citizens to compost. That's an excuse to dig through your trash and fine you. They've already done it in Europe. That's up on Infowars.com right now. Speaking of bankrupting America, $3,300 per room a night for Obama and his entourage. That's per room. And Obama assassination bid fears aircraft carriers on standby off Irish coast during G8 summit. Aircraft carriers to make it look like this puppet actually runs something. These presidents are puppets, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of this, and I'll get a few calls in, the Gateway Pundit reported on this yesterday, so we talked about it. AT&T to load iPhones with emergency alerts from Obama that you can't switch off. And I told you this years ago, and here's one of our cruise phones, T-Mobile, Verizon, you name it. It's not just the NSA that's spying on you. The government now will send you messages even when your phone's off. It will turn on because the Fuhrer, Kim Jong-un, I mean Obama, is telling you. And again, they prime it with stuff like, oh, Amber Alert, a little girl's missing. Or, oh, a flash flood warning this area until 10:30 p.m. Oh, what would you do? Nanny state. Messages to you, everyone. This is so they can flash up people who they want to pick up in the future and stuff. Imagine what Hitler would have done with this system. Let's jam in some calls. Thanks for holding. Charlene. I call this from my rifle, Charlene. That's from Full Metal Jacket. In Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
I was just wanted to report that Bachman, Gormit, and Steve King are having a rally, which they can't call a rally, for open discussion on to stand up against amnesty. It's now called a press news conference.
Good.
Capital steps on Wednesday.
Well, everybody should be there. This is to bankrupt the country and to drive down wages, and it will not help the third world countries. And the globalists are rubbing their hands together, saying they're going to let the illegals vote and take our guns. And then they plan to have a civil war, which is all planned as well. I mean, again, if most of the illegals weren't programmed for socialism and programmed to dislike the good parts of this country, the globalists wouldn't be letting them in. They want this because it is the coup de grace against this republic, Charlene.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And they're asking for anybody that's in the area to come there. It might last all day because this is going to be the longest news conference they ever had.
Yeah, maybe we should send one of our reporters there who's on the East Coast because this is the type of stuff we need to be covering. And I should have gotten into the amnesty thing more today. It's just like, you know, the herbicide in the water, get everybody breast cancer and everything else. And this is just a bunch of, look, it's craziness. The globalists just love to kill people and control things, and they make excuses of why they're doing it. Thank you, Charlene. Corey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I've got a plan to exponentially increase your listenership. I went to start page. I got a print out of the Alex Jones radio station PDF file. I found out locally here it's KIDO out of Boise. Anyway, I made a 2x3 sign that says Out of the Loop. Find out now. Tune in to 580 KIDO. At the same time, you're on in the local area, 5 to 8 p.m. here locally. You stand at your busiest intersection. You get to change the sign every day or two to say honk if you're listening to Alex Jones on 580 KIDO or whatever. People have nothing better to do while they're driving. If you are from work, check out your program.
No, exactly. RM and FMs are such treasures, and everybody out there needs to tell friends and family every day when the show's on. If I'm on a station, you better believe they're going to have other good shows on as well. And if people would just go out and tell people to tune in with a sandwich board, it would change the world. God bless you, Corey. Thanks for holding. I'm sorry to Tom and Marcus and Victor. If you call me back tomorrow, I'll get to you. I apologize. I've got to go. I've got too much to do. The nightly news coming up tonight. A bunch of other stuff happening. More breaking news continually at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Great job to the crew and great job to the listeners out there.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 17th day of June 2013, and this is just out via the London Guardian. Snowden, the truth is coming, and the government can't even stop it by murdering me. Avoiding a specific question on the scope of documents he obtained about the National Security Agency's surveillance program, former NSA contractor Edward Snowden suggested Monday that he believes the federal government wants to either jail him or murder him. Well, yeah, that's been in the news that they've been bragging about killing him, because it's not the U.S. government. It is a foreign mafia. Yeah, put that back up on screen for me. Business Insider is also reporting that. He has been doing a live chat with a bunch of newspapers for the last 2 hours. Answering their questions. So we'll be going over more of that today. Also, Supreme Court strikes down Arizona voting rules, saying you don't have to show an ID that you're a U.S. citizen. You don't have to show a driver's license, nothing. So the government spies on everything you do, but when you go to vote, You don't have to show any ID that you're even who you say you are. And the Democratic Party particularly has been caught in all 50 states engaged in retail voter fraud. People voting over and over again, illegals voting. If I went to Mexico and wanted to go vote in their election, they would want to see my driver's license or consular matriculum. You know, that's my whole thing about this amnesty. We talk about Mexico because that's about 80% of the people that are coming here. I can't go to Mexico with my wife pregnant, walk in, have the baby, have it all paid for, and my kid is a citizen. If I'm caught illegally in Mexico, I'm going to spend 6 months hard labor. That's on record. Now, I'm not saying do that to illegal aliens here, but the sense of hospitality in America is what's going to destroy us. And the sense of groveling to government as well. Groveling to uniforms, groveling to fake authority. And that's why they're putting code enforcers and bureaucrats in uniforms now, because the average American falls on their knees. I might do a test where I'd dress up like a king and walk around the street and tell people to bow. They probably will. I know if I put on a third world dictator uniform, they would. And it's comical when some militia person dresses up in a general outfit. Remember, some of the Republic of Texas, not the whole Republic of Texas, but some of them, you know, we go have rallies. There'd be like 10 guys. They were all generals. One guy's an admiral because he's got a bass boat. They'd have like, you know, 4 stars on their shoulder in an army uniform redone, an army dress uniform. And one guy would have a marine dress uniform. And they would announce, I am the president, because out at our, you know, farm, my cousins voted me in as the president of the Republic of Texas. Sam Houston got voted in an election to be the president after he won the war, guys. You don't just, you know, skip all that and become president. And all he did was wear an insignia on his hat as the head of the Texas forces. And government's the same way. The Queen of England dressed up in a clown suit with a big crown is utterly ridiculous. Just like you look at some native in Africa or Latin America today, down in Brazil, you know, wearing a big headdress and everyone's bowing down to them and they're real proud to the explorers and expect you to bow down because they've got a shrunken head hanging around their neck and a big feather headdress. Or if you go to New Guinea or something and visit the headhunters there, it's comical if you're an anthropologist there visiting with them. And it's comical the police uniforms, the red carpets, the jumbo jets, the Air Force One, and thousands of other aircraft used by the federal government as generals and congresspeople fly around like royalty. It is a giant, corrupt group of con artists and criminals festooning themselves in dark suits, festooning themselves in red carpets and award ceremonies and titles, all with a bunch of inch-deep, mile-wide narcissists, totally unhappy, all dishonorable, completely cowardly, vapid, and not even alive. And that's why if you're watching me on TV today, not just listening on the radio, radio listeners can go to InfoWars.com/show. We now offer the daytime radio show for everybody as a service against the New World Order at InfoWars.com/show. The archives of all the films, the high-def version of the show, the nightly news, everything else is on PrisonPlanet.tv. But if you go there, you'll notice that I am wearing a black sports jacket and a camouflage dress shirt. And I did that just to illustrate this point today. That everybody looks at the surface of things. Does someone have a short haircut? Is someone thin? Does someone have erect posture? Are they wearing a nice jacket? Is the cut of the jacket well done, the tailoring? Does the shirt look clean and properly starched? Is the tie well appointed? And then off of that, and they've done criminology studies where women will get in the car with a sharp-dressed man, even though he's a serial killer, or the person is doing a criminology test playing the part of a serial killer. But if you put a billionaire in a dirty T-shirt and shorts, no one will get in the car with him. And as a society, we have gotten in the car with predatory, out-of-control parasites who don't just not care about us, they hate us. And I'm going to get into some of that today to understand why we've gotten to this point. And so now on the video of this, it'll undoubtedly get posted on YouTube and Daily Motion and everywhere, you will see the majority of the comments, even though I've explained all this, about is it good fashion taste to wear a camouflage shirt with a black sports jacket? Just like if I, as you dig around under my desk here, I think there's a container right there with some of my sunglasses. If I was to put sunglasses on top of it, people would all tune in and ask, why is he wearing sunglasses? See, everything is about surface. Everything is about what is on the surface, and that's how it is. That's how it is throughout history. That's cool. Don't worry about it. I just had the wild hair to wear sunglasses and kind of take the metaphor to the next level, or the illustration to the next level. And then you come to the realization, these aren't mine, who knows if they fit. Kind of like Agent Smith Matrix classes. You come to the realization that that's what people are into. And they want the surface. They want the illusion over the reality. They've been trained, especially by television, that that's all that matters. And that's something that the most gutter rock and roll stars or hip-hop rap people get. Have a bunch of women in bikinis jumping around in front of a mansion at a pool. Wear a bunch of gold around your neck. Wear a crown on your head, and everyone will bow down to you. And that's actually true. The police will bow down to you. The bureaucrats will bow down to you. The whole culture will bow down to you because you're saying, I'm somebody. And within that lie, they can sell you tyranny. And more than 80 years ago, Edward Bernays, head of the Department of War, Psychological Warfare Division, and top consultant to all of the Fortune top 100 companies at the time, he came out and said, you know, we've got to take burgeoning Hollywood and we've got to merge it. He said this in the 30s. We've got to merge it with red carpet events with politicians to make them celebrities and to shift debate away from issues and facts to how someone's suit or tie looks. And they did that. And this had gone on before for thousands of years. I mean, the Rough Riders met down at the Menger Hotel in San Antonio, Teddy Roosevelt. And they said, we'll get photographers and illustrators out there. And we've got Hearst Publishing behind us, the big newspaper chain owned by a big robber baron, coal robber baron, William Randolph Hearst. And we'll ride up San Juan Hill. There'll be no one there fighting us. And then we'll report atrocities like babies in incubators and Gaddafi raping women with Viagra. It doesn't matter if it's not true. And we will announce that we have defeated the Spanish. And we'll have some other events, blowing up the Maine, a false flag in 1898, and then we'll take the entire Pacific Ocean from the Spanish. And so that's just how things are done. But you've got a general public not even aware that that's going on. And I guess we're all slave to it. Because I guess I do wear a sports jacket. I'm building a more fancy studio. All because that will get the sheeple to pay more attention. And then maybe from that platform, I can get them out of their trance. Because let me explain to you what's really going on past all the hype and all the glitter and all the glamour. You are being murdered slowly. And I'm going to tell you about that when we come back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Worldwide Radio Transmission. Simulcast with a free podcast and audio feeds and all the free iPhone and Android apps at Infowars.com/show, where you can also see me wearing Jim Jones sunglasses. These are not mine. One of the crew loaned them to me so that I could do the illustration of people have been trained to only look on the surface. Now, in the old days, in every major culture, it wasn't just the surface unless it was the beauty of a woman. Even if a man was big and strong, it wasn't really respected on the surface until the person was proven. Everything was about proven quality. proven loyalty, proven, see, and still today the successful don't look on the surface. The successful look on what's proven. The losers look on what's glitzy and glamorous and the flavor of the day. And that's what's going to separate in this society the winners from the losers. And I want you to win. I want you to be successful. I believe in a win-win. The problem is the globalists are engineering a society where that's not the case. They would rather have a monopoly of control. And they would rather have you just be spectators who look on the surface. Because if you stop looking on the surface, you'll find out what's going on behind the mask. And then you might actually be a contender in the marketplace, and the monopoly men don't want that. Now, I'm going to cover this later after we cover economic news with Max Kaiser and ask him why he thinks this is happening. But let me just get a little bit of this now, then I'll get into the military, economic, and huge NSA and Supreme Court rulings where the illegals can all vote. I mean, that's the plan. They're going to get our guns. If I could turn the illegals into pro-gun, pro-liberty people, quite frankly, I think we can handle 30 million people. We can't, folks. It's going to be over. Socialism at the grassroots, fascism on top. All our guns are going to be taken, and the state's going to take most of our kids. There's going to be a civil war in the country, and they're going to racially brand it. It's very, very sad, and the globalists will destroy this country one way or another. And what was the old saying? It's easier to burn down a barn than to build one. The globalists love to wreck things because it's so much easier, and they've created cosmology, or kind of a universal world construct. And this is just the news from today and yesterday, a very small portion of it that I'd like to show TV viewers. Radio listeners can just search engine this. You can find it. California allows up to 1,000 times more glyphosate in drinking water than needed. Then it links to major scientific studies. That a fraction of what they allow in the water and what they say is safe is absolutely connected to sexual cancers, especially female cancers, ovarian and breast. And of course, we lead the world in breast cancer, and we lead the world in glyphosate usage. The study published in Food and Chemical Toxicology is entitled "Glyphosate Induces Human Breast Cancer Cells Growth Via Estrogen Receptors." Hey, don't get rid of Roundup. Just cut your breast off, man. Come on. I mean, don't tell Angelina Jolie why there's a 3,000+% breast cancer increase in the U.S., something like 2,500 in Canada. And I'm wrong. When I was in England, I learned they've gone above us. They now lead the world for major industrialized countries in breast cancer. And the U.S. and England are kind of neck and neck on who's going to take the crown. You go to countries where there's no GMO, where they're not taking a bunch of vaccines, where they don't have glyphosates. People are like, cancer? That's what 80-year-old people get sometimes? You mean you have children dying of cancer? We've never heard of that. Never heard of it here either. But, hey, again, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Next, I'm going to tell you that the NSA is spying on you, like I told you 18 years ago, exactly how they were. Of course, it's in the news now. They're economically spying on you. But see, here's the rest of the story. I don't like the communists in Venezuela, but the communists there are kind of the run-of-the-mill, blue-collar type. So you got to halfway respect them. They're not like a Chinese communist type. It's actually run by the West, by a bunch of bankers like Rockefeller on record. Venezuela considers banning baby bottle feeding, but they're bare minimum going to ban formula. Well, I mean, why not? Brains of children fed different formulas, on some cases, are 30% smaller. I mean, the CC size of the cranium inside is the same. Look this up. The brain never grows. You'd think what came out of mama's mammary glands is what you're supposed to have, but how about have something that's 70% sugar instead of 20% sugar like it's supposed to be and doesn't have the protein fat? But we all know, oh, fat's good for you. So, I mean, no wonder the public's a bunch of zombies. Fluoride poisons. I mean, I always say to people that call them, they're really dumb, did your mother not breastfeed you? And they always get mad and go, no, she didn't. And I feel sorry for these people. These are lobotomized zombies. I mean, I can't believe they can even tie their shoelaces.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we're here live. Thank you so much for joining us. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You know, I saw an article where Ben and Jerry's on the subject of breast milk being healthier for children. No kidding. They've been toying with the idea of having human breast milk flavored ice cream. And then you've got a trendy company I saw last week in the news here in Austin that has breast milk in their lollipops. So I guess they've got women who are pumping milk and doing that to make a bunch of money off a specialty market for yuppies. But then babies whose brains are designed, whether it's a cow, then that milk's designed for a calf. Or if it's a chimpanzee, its milk is designed for a chimpanzee. And it's almost become a conspiracy theory that you shouldn't breastfeed your children. And they, oh, women, go to work, you know, the first few months and just give your child this formula. They've had all these formula scandals around the world where the formula is so bad, children die en masse. And so then they reformulate it to where it only brain damages the children. And I'm not trying to be mean about this, making fun of people. It's a very sad culture, very sick. If you can't breastfeed your children at least the first 6 months, something's wrong with you. Me, I was breastfed till I was 18 months old, and my mother always tells a story of I walked up to her in Target. And I said, hey, Mama, I want to eat right now. I used another choice word. She said, that is it. You are weaned officially. But, you know, in third world countries where the kids would starve, You know, sometimes it goes longer, and it's a natural thing. And they try to make it dirty. They try to make it bad. This is what mammals do. I know that's a conspiracy theory for some people out there. You know, money doesn't grow on trees, and neither does mother's milk. And I had Mike Adams in here last year, and he brought several different brands of the best-selling. We should do a report on this. Best-selling formula powder. And most of them were 70-plus percent corn syrup and sugar. It'd be 45% corn syrup and then 15% high fructose corn syrup and 15% this sugar and that. I mean, unbelievable. And that's not what is in human milk. It's a lower percentage of natural sugar from your mother. It is a protein and fat that your brain's made out of. It's like they say, don't eat butter. But then all the studies show it's the hydrogenated artificial oils that are cooked that are clogging up your heart because it's not natural. It's like McDonald's. I heard on the news 10 years ago, almost ran off the road, that, well, McDonald's has been authorized to continue using silicone in their fried foods like McNuggets. And I went home and looked it up, and it turns out that most of the fried foods at fast food places have a plastic agent in them. Do you know what that does to your kidneys? See, we're living in the twilight zone. So right here, California allows up to 1,000 times more glyphosate in drinking water than needed. Venezuela considers banning baby bottle feeding. Now, again, here's something that gives you all sorts of cancer, testicular cancer, breast cancer, because it's a toxic estrogen mimicker and totally accelerates the aging. That's why girls are going into puberty when they're 6, 7, 8 years old now. Used to be 13, 14. Boys are waiting to go into puberty till 15, 16 because they've been feminized. In fact, there's a large phenomenon now I read about where male testicles are not dropping ever. Because we're being hit with chemical warfare. Here's another one. Venezuela considers banning baby bottle feeding. The Venezuelan Congress is set to discuss legislation next week that would prohibit bottle feeding of infants in an attempt to encourage breastfeeding and reduce the use of baby formula. And it says that the head of the Venezuelan ruling Socialist Party said the proposal would prohibit all types of baby bottles as a way to improve children's health. Oh, I hate to agree with socialists, but I tell you, and the nanny state has no right to do stuff like that. I mean, I guess it is really child abuse, though. I guess they do in a way. But it just shows how that's its own rogue, weird socialist state down there, and that's why they want to bring it down. If you're the communist state of China, murdering political dissidents and giant Foxconn, you know, factories with the humans committing suicide mass, that's okay. But if you want to see a real socialist country would actually want a bunch of worker bees and wouldn't want the cost of brain damaged dumb people everywhere. But a eugenics program would. America was the enemy, folks, because of our liberties. So they put fluoride in our water that lowers IQ on average 20 points, increases cancer. Look it up. Harvard studies. Magic word, Harvard. 60 years of formula, all of it. The public are as dumb as a box of rocks. Let's continue here. Researchers find biological evidence of Gulf War illness. And they found in the brain scans, the CAT scans, that indeed there is cell death in the tissue of the vets. This is old news, folks. This just came out Friday. They know that the U.S. government, the Pentagon, ordered more than 200 sites, some small, some gigantic, like Amicia. People thought nukes had gone off when they blew up these weapons caches of sarin, VX, mustard gas, you name it. And there were mushroom clouds of it right over the border from Kuwait. It rained down. 25,000-plus chemical weapons detectors went off. I watched congressional hearings in 93, 2 years after Desert Storm. And the troops, some of them that were closer, it got through their mask and killed them. But then when the detectors went off, they went, we got a problem. We're going to admit we ordered chemical weapons blown up as if they didn't know what was going to happen. And now we're going to have to give everybody treatment for this. The answer is just tell them, take their mask off. it's a false alarm. And the troops went, well, most of these detectors aren't sophisticated. They're chemical tape. You put tape all over the tanks on your uniform, and if chemical nerve agents hit it, stripes pop up. And everybody was on the news going, it turned on. My eyes are watering too. Oh, no, you didn't get hit by anything, sweetie pie. And then they had all these Marines and Army officers in wheelchairs testifying that, you know, just 6 months ago, I could still walk. It made me cry watching it. Now I can hardly talk. And the guy, was famously died a few weeks after the testimony. I think it was a Marine colonel. And thousands of them died right then. Hundreds of thousands have been sick. 50-something thousand have died total. Thousands within just a few months of it happening. And massive increases in birth defects, just like using DU, 14-fold increase in Fallujah, 7-fold increase across the board in Iraq. Our troops, same thing, 3 to 6-fold increase in deformity from the DU. Why? Because the globalists did it on purpose, folks. They invented DU as a weapon back in 1945. In 1946, they had white papers written up on it. I've had Doug Rocky, the former head of the program, all of them on. And they knew exactly what it was doing. They knew exactly what was happening. And our military was corrupt and was influenced heavily by 30,000-plus Nazis they brought over here. But they still would radiate some troops and nerve gas some troops and test and, you know, get foster kids and radiate them to death. But that was core groups of scientists. But there was enough general knowledge. That was kind of the mad scientist corps, the eugenics corps. You know, regular scientists led into the cult. And any scientist will tell you that's a good scientist, they've been offered into the cult. My dad was offered into the cult as a high schooler. He was in the science academy and for the state, and a junior and a senior, and I've told the story before, and they brought him in and the other five top scorers out of hundreds and said that they brought to the university for testing all summer long and said, all right, you ready to hear the grand plan? The point is that that's how you get the mad scientists to do all this. Once you have that core, you can expand your shadow government using the mad scientists. And if you look at all the different departments of energy, all these departments, they're all run by mad scientists like John P. Holdren, who writes books about how he wants to get rid of 80% of the world's population, how they're spiking your water supply, wrote the book Eco-Science. Now, the issue, I mean, this is just today's news. California allows up to 1,000 times more glyphosate in drinking water than needed. And again, by needed, that's what they mean by what's safe, to cause breast cancer in women. That's Mike Adams' headline. Last week, a story broke that revealed glyphosate, the chemical name of Roundup herbicide, multiplies the proliferation of breast cancer cells by 500 to 1,300%, even as exposures of just a few parts per trillion. The study published in Food and Chemical Toxicology is entitled Glyphosate Induces Human Breast Cancer Cell Growth Via Estrogen Receptors. There's a whole lot more to the story, however, but to follow it, you need to understand these terms. PPM equals parts per million. Minus 6 equals numbers of parts out of a million. PPB equals parts per billion equals 10 minus 9, which is 1,000 times smaller than PPM. PPT parts per trillion equals 10 minus 12, which is 1,000 times smaller than the 1 million times smaller than PPM. And then it just goes into the fact that parts per trillion in the major studies show huge increases in breast cancer. Just in a breast cancer study. And now they are allowing 1,000 times what they were previously authorizing in the water. And then there's a lot more to the story. The point is it's up on InfoWars.com and NaturalNews.com. But here it is right here. Researchers find biological evidence of Gulf War illness. And it goes over the fact that, okay, they are brain damaged. Okay, this is going on. Well, they did autopsies a few years after the war on people dying. You can look this up. It was even in Life magazine. and found that they had nerve gas, sarin, VX, and other agents in their brain stems, and that's finally what killed them, was losing motor control, and finally they can't breathe anymore and suffocate. So you go from being, I'm a Marine Corps colonel, Mr. Tough Guy, to your wife changing your diapers, to fighting for your life, then on a respirator, then dead. And they knew, folks, just like they knew the dust at the World Trade Center was deadly day one, and said, take off your respirators. You don't even need them. Because if they would have said issue respirators, they would have had to admit that the dust was deadly. And you ask, why do they do this? It's not just that life's cheap. They enjoy killing you. Bayer Pharmaceutical, as you know, about 8 years ago, was found guilty in France. They also were criminally in trouble in Australia. Nothing even happened here. And the documents came out in the court case. It was on NBC News, you name it. Just type in Bayer blood scandal. And they knew that every ampule of factor VIII for hemophiliacs and other disorders was filled with a megadose of HIV, hepatitis, multiple types of hepatitis. It was a death sentence injected into people with compromised immune systems. A death sentence. And they have the corporate minutes where for a decade they were in there suppressing their own sub-executives who didn't want to be part of it. Because it was seen as a public service to kill hemophiliacs. So I want you all to listen to me and listen real good. I don't like having to do this job. I never thought of myself as being one of the most prominent people in this fight. I don't have all the answers. I don't want to be your leader. I don't claim to do an even near perfect job. But we're the best there is here at InfoWars.com. And I've done the research. And quite frankly, things are much worse than I can even explain here because there's so much. I mean, look at just the news from today here on my desk if you're watching us on TV. There's probably 200 news articles here, each one more important than the last. All I can say to you out there, all I can say to you is that I know there are a lot of smart professional people out there who've been taught their entire life that getting ahead means not taking risk, going with the flow, and working in the system. And I know a lot of you know this, but you say, well, how are you going to change it? What are we going to do about it? The public's dumbed down. Nobody cares. If you have that attitude, it is a death sentence to you and your family. Look at the numbers. If you look at neurological disorders, if you look at all the different diseases increasing, everything, no one is going to escape this. And your progeny, your children, their children, the whole future of humanity is being cursed by the pollution of evil, the corruption that's going on right now. Everything is organized around being anti-human. And so as long as it hurts humans, it's authorized and encouraged. And the worst of the worst have competed to get in positions of power. And they really enjoy trying to forcibly inoculate you and your family, not to protect you from pathogens, but to brain damage you and hurt you on record. Just like the fluoride, just like the glyphosates, just like the additives that are put in so many things. This is all done publicly to so poison and so intoxicate humanity that we're basically walking dead. And we're not walking dead yet, but we're getting close to it. Even the best of our species show the wear and tear from this poisoning process. And this is the big enchilada. They knew when they blew up giant chemical weapons bases. He had like the fourth biggest stockpile, it was estimated. I was doing some research again last night. Saddam had one of the biggest caches of chemical weapons in the world. It had been mainly sold to him by the U.S. The U.S. had given him satellite trajectory and weather maps on how to fire it in artillery and spray it out of helicopters on the Iranians. They always go, he used gas on his own people. Yeah, and our criminal government commanded him and ran that operation. And then they blow it all up, just huge caches of it. It rains down over the region. Our troops would only pull back, in some cases, 5-6 miles. And would have convulsions on the spot, would be coughing, eyes watering. And all of this is going on. Yeah, there's AP. Rumsfeld helped Iraq get chemical weapons. Yeah, he helped Iran get weapons. He helped North Korea get nuclear reactors. And they knew when they blew all these, over 200 facilities, big ones, many of them huge, that it would rain down. And then they said, oh, your detectors are going off? False alarm. Remember you heard on the news? Chemical weapons alarms. False alarm, false alarm. And then they didn't give them treatment when they go in. They won't give them surgeries. They won't give them help. They give them Prozac. I mean, that's what they think about all of you folks. Okay, we have really bad people that have been known to do secret experiments.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to be clear, ladies and gentlemen, so many new listeners say, man, this guy is so negative. I don't want to hear this. No, I'm telling you that major studies have shown that Roundup, I mean, they got movies about it with George Clooney, for heaven's sakes, is massively increasing cancer. And I'm here telling you we need to do something about it. I'm here telling you they put fluoride in the water to give you cancer and dumb you down, and they're on record doing it. Let's get moving and warn people. I guess this show is negative if you don't think anything of yourself and you just think you have no power. Me, I take all this real personal. And I'm angry and I'm focused. And here's something else. I don't apologize for going to the BBC and getting in their presenter's face who was laughing at me. I don't apologize for getting in the face of Piers Morgan. I don't apologize for getting in the face of FBI agents on video when they've gotten in my face. I've done nothing wrong. I'm here trying to wake people up. And I'm sick of the globalists trying to keep everybody calm. They're like, oh, the way to be credible is to stay calm. Bull. They've taught you it's all about staying calm and wearing a psychopath suit and sitting there lying to people with a bunch of crooks in Congress and crooks on national TV, all acting calm and everything's normal and everybody don't upset anybody. That's because they don't want you to awaken. Coming up, confidence in newspapers at near record lows, polls find. Oh, really? UPI. Poll, Obama approval rating plunges more. The most on people under 30, 17 points. You lost the trendy factor, Bubba. Guess who's way up in under 30? Infowars.com. Poll, Obama approval rating drops amid slew of controversies. What's the problem with that, though? He's just a puppet. The system needs to lose credibility. The Federal Reserve, the private offshore banking cartel. But it's called federal. Maybe Jeffrey Dahmer should have called himself Federal Reserve. The cops would have just walked off and said, oh, continue murdering people. Poll, confidence in Congress at all-time low. Again, the good news is people know they're being lied to. They know they're being screwed over. But that isn't enough, folks. The system knows you're waking up, so they're buying armored vehicles, building bases, billions of bullets, training for war against us. We've got to get aggressive and in their face now, and we've got to vote with our dollars and support alternative and real media, and we all need to run for office, and we all just need to swarm the system with so many different actions, there's no way they can respond to it. Even if they've got AI predictive systems that can pretty much gauge the future to a great extent, it won't matter. They'll just see their own doom. Now false flag's a household word. They've got mainstream news articles I saw this weekend in Britain and the U.S. saying, did the U.S. and NATO stage the chemical attack? These people predicted it. These people are us. You see, I just want humanity to survive. I don't understand what's so alien about that. People think they get ahead screwing other people. And that's not how you get ahead long term, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to stop preaching. I'll get to all this news with Max Kaiser coming up. We'll take phone calls, I promise. Wide open phones in the third hour. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that make our broadcast possible. One of them is Infidel Body Armor. You can go to their website and see their amazing catalog of everything from backpacks to body armor, backpack body armor. It's all available, ladies and gentlemen, on their website at InfidelBodyArmor.com. One word, InfidelBodyArmor.com. And regular body armor only stops about six rounds. This stops hundreds. Go check it out. InfidelBodyArmor.com or 888-608-6605. 888-608-6605. And don't forget, we have Pro Pure water filters at the lowest price. Discounted 10% off with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.